The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you about the events and happenings occurring in the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. Well, hello everyone, and we're going to start off talking about DPAC. Despite a short season last year because of COVID, the Durham Performing Arts Center still landed among the top 10 of performance venues in the country. Ticket sales and attendance were enough for DPAC to be ranked nationally at number 8. DPAC's top Broadway show last year, Ain't Too Proud, The Life and Times of the Temptations. Top concert in 2021, Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit. Top comedy show, Gabriel Iglesias. And the top special event, Blippi Live. It's been a while since Kid Rock made a tour stop in North Carolina, but the rocker will make two stops in the Tar Heel State this summer. His Bad Reputation tour will stop in Raleigh on Saturday, January 18th at Walnut Creek Amphitheater. The night before, he'll be in Charlotte at PNC Music Pavilion. The shows in North Carolina will also feature Grand Funk Railroad. Well, rock legend Neil Young wants Spotify to remove his music in response to the spread of COVID-19 vaccine misinformation on the platform. Young demanded his classic collection of songs be pulled due to the disinformation and specifically called out Spotify's popular podcast host, Joe Rogan. And the deal has been reached for Young's music to be pulled. After a two-year hiatus brought on by the coronavirus pandemic, the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival returns this spring. It's scheduled over two weekends, Friday, April 29th through Sunday, May 1st, and then Thursday, May 5th through Sunday, May 8th. Headliners include The Who, Stevie Nicks, Foo Fighters, Lionel Richie, Erykah Badu, Ludacris, Nelly, and Willie Nelson. Also performing at the festival, Jimmy Buffett, Luke Combs, The Black Crowes, Norah Jones, Ziggy Marley, Songs of Bob Marley, and the Avett Brothers. Okay, looking at the schedule for PNC Arena, Thursday, February 10th, Imagine Dragons, the Mercury World Tour. With 46 million albums and 55 million songs sold globally, as well as 74 billion combined streams, Imagine Dragons remains one of the best-selling rock bands. Saturday, February 12th at PNC Arena, Cinch World's Toughest Rodeo. Enjoy a night full of action featuring the nation's top cowboys in bareback riding, saddle bronc riding, and bull riding. Now, the tickets include entry to the free pre-show on the dirt at 6. Families can enjoy pony rides, meeting the cowboys, photos in the clown barrels, and atop a live bull, Sonny, and more. Saturday and Sunday, February 19th and 20th, it's Monster Jam, the most action-packed motorsports experience for families in the world today, with an adrenaline-charged weekend. Monster Jam is celebrating its 30th anniversary this year. Tuesday, March 1st, Nickelodeon's JoJo Siwa, Dream, the tour. Wednesday, March 2nd, Eagles Hotel California 2022 tour. Saturday, March 19th, Winter Jam 2022. Sunday, March 27th, the original Harlem Globetrotters, the Spread Game tour. Friday, April 1st, Mike Epps, No Remorse Comedy Tour. Saturday, April 9th, it's Bon Jovi. Sunday, May 22nd, it's John Mulaney. Then later in the year, New Kids on the Block with their mixtape tour. Shawn Mendes with Dermot Kennedy, Wonder the World Tour. Rage Against the Machine, the public service announcement tour. And Roger Waters, This Is Not a Drill Tour. Okay, Carolina Theater on West Morgan Street in Durham. All programs start at 8 o'clock, unless noted. We'll start out with Tuesday, February 1st, and the program is February 1. On this remarkable day in history, the year 1960, four college freshmen changed American history. This film depicts the Greensboro Four as they began a sit-in at a Woolworth's lunch counter in Greensboro. Two performances, one at 9:45, the other at 11:20. And this is part of the Arts Discovery educational series. Thursday, February 3rd, at Carolina Theater, Alan Parsons' live project tour, originally scheduled for the Carolina Theater on Tuesday, September 14th, and, of course, now rescheduled to February 3rd. All ticket buyers are encouraged to hold on to their original tickets, as these will be honored on the rescheduled date. Saturday, February 5th, Shayna Tucker, Chamber Soul Cello and Songs, is a multi-instrumental journey that introduces the art of musical storytelling through songs for all ages. It's an 11 a.m. performance, part of the Family Saturday series. Wednesday, February 9th, Pat Metheny, the Side Eye Tour. Pat has launched a new playing environment called Side Eye. Pat explains, I wanted to create an ongoing setting to feature a rotating cast of new and upcoming musicians who have particularly caught my interest along the way. Friday, February 11th, Kathleen Madigan, Do You Have Any Ranch Tour? A comedian with a 32-year career in comedy is showing no signs of slowing down. She's been touring 250 nights a year on the road. Her show starts at 7. Sunday, February 13th, Chamber Orchestra of the Triangle. Thursday, February 17th, Kenny Wayne Shepherd Band with the Straight to You Live Tour. Friday and Saturday, February 18th and 19th, Fortune Feimster, Too Sweet, Too Salty Tour. It's at 7 on Friday, two shows on Saturday, 7 and 9:30. Thursday, February 24th, Swan Lake, presented by the Russian Ballet Theater. And Monday, February 28th, Colby Calais, Coco 15th Anniversary Tour. She's a two-time Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter who sold over 6 million albums and 10 million singles worldwide. Later in the spring, in March, it's L. King, Drunk and I Don't Want to Go Home Tour, Ronnie Chang, The Hope You Get Rich Tour, Beverly Botsford, Drum Talk, Gus Johnson, Here I Come Tour. That's all in March. Okay, switching to the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts in Raleigh. February 3rd through the 20th, Romeo and Juliet, presented by the Carolina Ballet at Fletcher Opera Theater. Friday, February 4th, Friday Favorites, All Strings, North Carolina Symphony at May Manti Concert Hall. Tuesday, February 8th, The Faba Show. That's a tribute to ABBA. Get it? Faba, ABBA. Anyway, Fletcher Opera Theater. The play Sister Act put on by the North Carolina Theater, has been postponed. Thursday through Saturday, February 10th through the 12th, Dancing in the Street, the music of Motown from the North Carolina Symphony. This Valentine's weekend, relive the magic of Motown. The symphony and guest star singers perform smash hits made famous by artists like Marvin Gaye, The Four Tops, Lionel Richie, Diana Ross, The Temptations, and the one and only Stevie Wonder. Performances at 7 on Thursday, 8 on Friday, and 2 shows on Saturday, 3 and 8. That's all at Maymandy Concert Hall. Thursday, February 17th, it's Chris Fleming, Tricky Tricky at the Fletcher Opera Theater. Friday, February 18th, Belly Ebeto coming to the United States for the first time, the live show of Belly Ebeto, a completely familiar show where children will be able to sing and dance to their songs and will be surprised by the adventures of their favorite YouTube characters. That's all at Memorial Auditorium. Also on February 18th, Carolina Gospel Jubilee. This is a Pinecone event. The gospel music traditions in North and South Carolina have uplifted families and communities for generations. From string band to quartet to full-on funk, it's impossible not to shake, shimmy, and smile while listening to this music. Pinecone's Carolina Gospel Jubilee will be a joyful night of music, and it is at the Fletcher Opera Theater. Friday and Saturday, February 18 and 19, Tchaikovsky Violin Concerto. It's a North Carolina Symphony concert, Maymandy Concert Hall. Sunday, February 20th, an evening with Ginuwine and Friends. Born Elgin Baylor Lumpkin, he grew up listening to the music of Michael Jackson and Prince, which inspired him to begin performing. After he was discovered in 1996, he was signed by Epic Records and released his debut album titled Ginuwine, The Bachelor. Saturday, February 26th, Eddie B's Teachers Only Comedy Tour. When the worldwide pandemic made it impossible for Eddie to see his fans in person, he began performing his Teachers Only comedy virtually. Now that things are getting back to normal, Eddie B. is ready to give educators more of his unfiltered comedy with the Teachers Only Comedy Tour, and that's at Fletcher Opera Theater. Sunday, February 27th, Dancing with the Stars. This is the live tour 2022 at Memorial Auditorium. Moving to the month of March, Rachmaninoff Symphony No. 2. This is from the North Carolina Symphony, Maymandy Concert Hall, held Friday and Saturday, March 4th and 5th. Friday through Sunday, March 4th through the 6th, Sanctuary Road from the North Carolina Opera. The opera is proud to present the world stage premiere of Sanctuary Road from composer Paul Moravec and librettist Mark Campbell. The opera takes you on an inspiring and harrowing journey on the Underground Railroad. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater. Sunday, March 6th, the Intense Tour. This program features the top four finalists of India's Indian Idol Season 12. This is at Maymandy Concert Hall. Then March 10th through the 27th, Snow White from the Carolina Ballet. At Durham Performing Arts Center, a.k.a. DPAC, Tuesday, February 1st, the Choir of Men, or Man, rather, the best pub show you've ever seen. Wednesday, February 9th, it's Neil deGrasse Tyson, The Inexplicable Universe, Unsolved Mysteries. Friday, February 11th, Nashville songwriters, the writers behind dozens of number one country hits, bring their songs and stories to help benefit three organizations: Kids Notes, the North Carolina Boys Academy, and Voyager Academy Friends of the Arts. Saturday, February 12th, it's Leanne Morgan, the Big Panty Tour. Thursday, February 17th, Hassan Minhaj, the King's Jester. Saturday, February 19th, Black Violin, the Impossible Tour. Sunday, February 20th, Elton Brown Live, Beyond the Eat. Tuesday through Sunday, February 22nd through the 27th, it's Hadestown, where a song can change your fate. Winner of 8 2019 Tony Awards, including Best Musical, and the 2020 Grammy Award for Best Musical Theater Album. This acclaimed new musical is a love story for today and always, intertwining two mythic tales, that of young dreamers Orpheus and Eurydice, and that of King Hades and his wife Persephone. Hadestown is a haunting and hopeful theatrical experience that grabs you and never lets you go. Then in March, Dr. Jordan B. Peterson, Beyond Order, The British Invasion, Christone Kingfish Ingram, the 662 Juke Joint Live. And also in March, Bert Kreischer, the Bertie Boy Relapse Tour. Toto, the Dogs of Oz Tour. And Eliza, back in action. A multimedia exhibit of Vincent van Gogh's most famous works will be in Raleigh in March. Van Gogh, the immersive experience, will include 20,000 square feet of lights and sound set amid two-story projections of the artist's works. The event promises a 360-degree experience that includes a separate gallery with a virtual reality experience, a day in the life of the artist. Tickets for the event are on sale via the event website, vangoexpo.com/Raleigh. Prices start at $34.90 for adults and $19.90 for children. The exhibit, as of last night, still had not named where this event is going to be held. Supposedly, it is a secret that will be announced soon. More of the lineup for the Merle Fest 2022 event has been announced. The event is Thursday, April 28th through Sunday, May 1st. Now, about that lineup, the list is obviously too long to list everyone making an appearance, so here are some of the highlights. Emmy Lou Harris, Green Sky Bluegrass, Steep Canyon Rangers, Kruger Brothers, Reese Palmer, Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, Old Crow Medicine Show, Jim Lauderdale, Donna the Buffalo, Joe Smothers, Sam Bush Band, The Earls of Leicester, Cynthian, Allison Russell, Carol Rifkin, and Jerry Douglas. That's just some of the entertainers appearing at Merle Fest this year. There are many, many more. All right, the Spectrum Center in Charlotte. Sunday, February 6th, Billie Eilish, Happy Than Ever Tour. Thursday, February 10th, Jeff Dunham's. Seriously? Friday, February 11th, Andrea Bocelli in concert for Valentine's. Wednesday, February 16th, Dua Lipa, the Future Nostalgia Tour. Saturday, February 19th, Charlotte R&B Springfest. Monday, February 21st, Eagles Hotel California Tour 2022. February 26, which is a Saturday, Eric Church, the Gather Again Tour. March 3rd, JoJo Siwa, Dream the Tour. March 17th, Maxwell, the Night Tour. March 18th, WWE SmackDown. March 26th, it's Bad Bunny. April 2nd, John Mulaney from Scratch Tour. April 3rd, New Edition, the Culture Tour. Friday, April 8th, Bon Jovi. April 28th, Journey, the Freedom Tour. Charlotte's Bank of America Stadium. Saturday, April 23rd, Billy Joel. Saturday, April 30th, Kenny Chesney, Here and Now Tour. Tuesday, June 28th, Def Leppard, Motley Crue, Poison, and Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. Thursday, September 1st, Red Hot Chili Peppers Global Tour 2022. And it's wrapped up on Sunday, September 18, with Elton John, Farewell Yellow Brick Road, the final tour. Okay, Greensboro Coliseum, February 9th, Chris Tomlin, Tomlin United Tour. February 11th, Billy Strings, Winter Tour 2022. February 12th, Mike Epps, No Remorse Comedy Tour. February 26th, a Saturday, it's Winter Jam. March 11th, Korn. March 12th, No Cap Comedy Tour. March 13th, Mercy Me, Inhale, Exhale Tour. March 19th, the Avett Brothers. March 20th, Maxwell, Night 2022 Tour. April 2nd, New Edition with Charlie Wilson and special guest Giudice. April 6th, it is Justin Bieber, the Justice Tour. All right, Carolina Performing Arts, Friday and Saturday, February 4th and 5th, Bill T. Jones, Arnie Zane Company, What Problem? The internationally recognized Bill T. Jones, Arnie Zane Company, a stunning performance that provokes the tension between belonging to a community and the feelings of isolation that many feel during these divisive political times. That's at Memorial Hall. February 9th through the 16th, Carolina Performing Arts, Ocean Body. It's a multi-screen film and music installation collaboratively created by composer, vocalist Helga Davis and Sharon Nova, director, filmmaker Mark Di Chiazza, and featuring an embodied sculptural built for two by visual artist Annika Capertelli. This is at Current Art Space and Studio. Also in February, Joshua Bell on violin and Peter Dugan on piano, February 10th. 17th, The Spark with Tiff Merritt. I won't go into that any further. I've tried and tried, practiced and practiced, can't get it right. Look it up on Thursday, February 17th, Carolina Performing Arts. Saturday, February 19th, Theo Croker, Black to Life, A Future Past. February 25 and 26, it is Flutronics. And moving on to Duke performances. Friday, February 4th, Yarn Wire. What is an instrumental ensemble to do when there isn't enough repertoire to play? Well, commission more, of course. This is the strategy of the piano and percussion quartet Yarn Wire, founded in 2005 at the State University of New York, Stony Brook. The group has commissioned hundreds of new works, their performance at Baldwin Auditorium. Wednesday, February 9th, Pat Metheny. Friday and Saturday, February 11 and 12, Annie Dorson. Her show yesterday, tomorrow. This is at Rubenstein Arts Center, Vanderhayden Studio Theater. Friday and Saturday, February 18 and 19, Urban Bush Women's Hair and Other Stories at Reynolds Industries Theater. And Saturday, February 19th, Ciampi Quartet, also at Baldwin Auditorium. Okay, Poorhouse Music Hall on South Blunt Street, February 1st, Clint Roberts with Shea Martin Lovett at 8. February 2nd, Wednesday Night Titans. February 3rd, Green Street with Late Notice. Friday, February 4th, Mike Dillon and Punkadelic with Brian Haas and Rory Dolan. Saturday, February 5th, Pluto Gang with By George. Sunday, February 6th, Michael Kilgore with Sutton at 8 o'clock. Looking at the Ritz schedule on Industrial Drive in Raleigh, Thursday, February 10th, Killswitch Engage, the Atonement Tour North America 2022. Saturday, February 12th, Corday from a Bird's Eye View Tour. Tuesday, February 15th, Subtronics Fractal Tour. Wednesday, February 16th, Dylan Francis and Young Gravy, Sugar Spice and Everything Ice Tour. And Friday, February 18th, Mitski. Okay, Lincoln Theater on East Cabrera Street. This following schedule. Thursday, February 3rd through the 5th. Thursday, of course, like I said, February 3rd, Saturday, February 5th, American Aquarium. Sunday, February 6th, Jason Adamo's Singer in the Round. That's at 7. Wednesday, February 9th, Corey and the Wong Notes featuring Antoine Stanley and special guest Sierra Hall. And that is at 7:30. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Triangle Bulletin Board is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, call us, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.